I think the benefits are, like, you already have a network. So for us, you have the network of other bookkeepers to rely on and help you out. If you want to go on holidays or you're sick and you need someone to step in and help you out, then we can do that. So there's that really good basic ability to help each other out. From my point of view, probably the main ones. And then, you know, you've got the business things of you're going to get leads in our network. You know, some of your advertising's taken care of. You've got the gym's name. Just having the gyms in front of your name gives you credibility straight away.
So today we're joined by Denise, and you're our regional franchisor for Gyms Bookkeeping in Tasmania. So do you want to start with a bit about yourself and how you got involved with the Gyms Group?
Okay. So almost exactly 4 years ago now, I decided I needed to do something for myself. I like working for myself. I've had businesses before. So I looked at what my skill set was, and basically it's accounting, bookkeeping, business mentoring. So I found gyms online, basically talked to our divisional. And then while I was at training, he also mentioned the franchisor was available in Tassie. And I thought, oh, well, why not jump in?
And what were you doing prior to gyms, or what were you looking at doing?
I used to own a franchise in the automotive industry and managed and ran that, sold that, and I was working in that for the current owners now. And I was only going to be there for a short amount of time, and that sort of became a longer amount of time. But I'm working for myself, so I wanted to go back to being self-employed, basically.
And what was it about gyms? Did you look at anything else, or was it only gyms at the time?
No, I pretty much only looked at gyms at the time, to be honest. In our division, obviously, you have to, you know, you should become a BAS agent and become registered with a tax practitioner board. And that's not easy to do if you're not already in an accounting firm and have supervision. So that was the main reason I joined, was the BAS supervision and the support that's available. I do actually know a couple of people who have gyms franchises in other divisions. And so I spoke to them about what the gym system was like, and they loved it. So yeah, pretty much I only really spoke to the gyms guys and went to training, jumped on board, and yeah, here we are 4 years later.
And how many franchisees do you currently have in your division?
There's four of us in Tassie.
And do you want to talk?
I suppose a smaller one compared to some, but yeah, we're a good group of people.
Yeah, and do you want to talk about maybe some of the franchisees you have, maybe a bit about their backgrounds and how they're doing in their business?
Yeah, so we have a bit of a variety. One is an ex-air traffic controller. He has an accounting degree, but spent most of his professional working life as an air traffic controller in the Army or the Air Force. And he has now wanting to, he's away from that and wanted to do something for himself. So he has joined gyms. Basically the same reason as me, support, BAS support, yeah, leads, and just having backup and support when you need it. So that's him. Another guy, he has another business in like the building industry, and he wanted to develop his accounting skills, and that's what he wants to do as he gets older and doesn't want to be on the tools as much. Funnily enough, he went to training. He's been with gyms, I think, nearly 3 years. He went to training and applied some of the, you know, Jim's philosophy on customer service in his building business. And he was telling me about 6 months ago that he's seen an increase of, I think, about 30%. And it's mainly just due to customer service and referrals now that happens. So
that's great to hear. And I was going to say as well, do you want to outline for people then what your role as a franchisor is? So franchisor is obviously a unique term, sort of gyms and people in franchising. So if someone's watching this in your area, can you just explain to them what your role is as a franchisor?
Yeah, basically, I suppose I see it as business support, really, business support and mentoring. So helping them set their business up and just giving them confidence, encouraging them. That's probably the main thing I see, you know, and obviously you're there also to help them understand, you know, the rules around marketing and advertising and whatever. But basically, it really is mental support. And you're there if they've got any questions or they just want to talk to someone, you know, sometimes it's, They just want to talk about how their business is going, where they see their direction, and you're the person that they'll ring and have a chat to.
With the division as well, what type of services can people offer, or do you guys provide in the division?
Oh, so we're obviously bookkeeping. So in our division, we have basic bookkeeping. We can lodge people's BAS, payroll. We're just entering into plan management. And tax, we also have income tax. So we have tax agents in our division as well. So a wide variety of things. We can help people with their cash flow. just understanding their numbers really is what we're there for, to help people, I mean, that help clients grow their business really and understand their numbers and not feel like they can't ask questions. Because a lot of the time people have maybe a tax agent or they're a tax accountant and they don't often feel they can ask those sort of questions, basic questions. Whereas with us, we're, I guess, a bit more approachable generally, touch wood. And yeah, so we're just there to help them with their business.
And I think I was talking to Lloyd, who's, for people who don't know, the divisional franchisor, and you guys got a really, truly, I think it's a unique offering in gyms where you can have, you could work fully remote. So you don't, you know, want to work fully remote from anywhere. Plus you can take clients from out all over Australia if you've been, you know, had networks and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So for us, it's location is, I wouldn't say irrelevant, but it's not a big factor. I mean, I work from home. I go to one client a week. And I'm there for about 3 or 4 hours, and that's the only client that I go out to site for. So I walk. This is my office. It's my house. So we can work anywhere. So we use Zoom. We use all our software is, you know, on 99% of software is all online in the cloud. So for us, we don't need to have an office or work away from home. So it's allows, I guess, for an easy setup. And then the downside of that is, you can be a bit isolated, but because we're in a group and we have, like every week we call it RC Experts. So we have a Zoom in every week where every franchisee, if they're available, can jump in, jump online, have a chat about, we sometimes get guest speakers and other times we, you know, if anyone's got questions or queries amongst ourselves, we just sit and brainstorm and solve those questions.
It's a great point because, yeah, it's as for all the divisions in gyms, yeah, it's the one where if you want true flexibility, where if you want to work remote and travel around and, you know, it's just there's not many ones can offer that in the divisions.
Yeah, there's one of the bookkeepers that I know in Queensland. He recently went away for a week in his caravan. So he didn't, I mean, he took some time off and didn't do a lot of work, but sometimes there's, you know, things that crop up or you have payrolls to do for people. So you just take that on the road with you and you go. So that's fairly common. Even our divisional, he has a, he calls it his mobile office, but, you know, essentially it's his caravan. And he goes off for about 2 months every year and goes to the north of WA. But he's contactable for us, essentially wouldn't even know that he wasn't in his office. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And I think there'd be a lot of people who maybe are accountants or CPAs, you know, working in that office environment who would want to change. And this something like this is really perfect for them.
Because they could have flexibility and they can. Yeah, and you set your own hours. So you can sit at home. I regularly would take sort of like a month, say, often I take Monday afternoons off and I go and do whatever it is that I want to do. But then you'll see me sometimes, you know, Sunday afternoon working or late one night working to sort of get through. But I can work, set my own hours to a certain extent. You know, obviously you've got to be available if your clients want to talk to you, but, you know, you can work. Some of the mums, they'll do school drop-offs, do school pick-up, work in between that. It's a really flexible. One of the other bookkeepers I know, he wouldn't start work until probably about now, so sort of, you know, 10:30 in the morning, but he'll be regularly working 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and that's his productive time of day. So you can work around when you want, really, much more than any other division for us.
Absolutely. Really. Absolutely. Yeah. So I remember talking to a couple of guys up in the Gold Coast at the Test and Tag Conference, and their difference in their life from what they were doing before to running the business was just, you can see how much of a difference it made for them.
One of those guys you're talking about was one of the ones in the caravan the other week.
There we go. That's the one. There you go. It's amazing to hear the difference between what they were doing previously and their lifestyle compared to what it is now.
Yeah. I mean, I live on 120 acres. I've got a small farm, so I can go out and do whatever I need to do with one of the animals if I have to, and then come back and work. It's easy. It's great flexibility.
And let's talk about now the new franchisee offering. So let's say, for example, someone's got the skills and they go, right, I like the sounds of the lifestyle. I want to have that flexibility. So they want to buy a gym's bookkeeping franchise. So just talk through the process and what's involved with it.
Yep. So basically for us, you do have to have some sort of qualification or be working towards qualification. So the minimum would be a Cert 4 in bookkeeping. So then they would talk to us. We do have an online training that we would encourage. Well, they do have to do it in the end, but it's over a couple of Thursday nights. And then there's some homework in between that they have to do, and with the idea that they develop a business plan. And it's a way for them to really see if we're a fit together because we want to make sure that they're happy with us, but also that we're happy with them to join our group. But we're we're quite a small group, you know, in the big scheme of gyms. There's only about 50 franchisees, but we're a very, very close-knit group. And so we want to make sure that people, you know, fit well and are there for the long term. You know, we don't want people to come in and fail. We want people to be successful and to enjoy the division. So then they come along, do that, see if that works for them. And then they would go to head office training with all the other potential gyms franchisees and then join. If they need BAS supervision or tax agent supervision, we provide a supervisor. We would nominate a supervisor out of one of us that does supervision. And yeah, then they would start, away they go.
And let's talk about now the client acquisition. So a lot of people might go, well, how do the leads work and how do I generate clients? Yeah. So do you want to talk through the processes that you guys have with that?
Yep. So we are it's just about to be announced. So, well, I assume it will be, so I'll say it here. We're just partnering with one of the major softwares. I won't say which one it is because it really hasn't been announced and I know they want to announce it. But they are about to essentially send us, every person that signs up with their software, they are now going to send us a referral and work that way. So we're expecting that to be absolutely massive and for us to be overrun, to be honest. Otherwise, for us, you know, there's all the other gyms guys. So we're probably the one division that could help every other division in gyms. So for us, you know, the other gyms franchisees are leads for us and perfect way for us to develop clients. And we also understand the gym system. You know, we understand how leads work and their billing and all that sort of stuff. So they're probably our, you know, bread and butter clients, and we have access to them in our network. And obviously, you know, then there's other advertising that we do to generate leads. So yeah.
And how many how many customers do you have in your business? Like, what's the sort of customer base that people are building?
I mean, it varies considerably depending on the size of your client. So I've got about 35. That's probably average. You know, most people, if they're not employing someone else or some contracting within the group, they're probably about 30 to 35. A lot depends. I know one of the guys, he's got about 70. He does some subcontracting, but he has a lot of like small clients, whereas I have quite a few like larger clients. So, but you know, 30 is probably an average that ongoing clients that people have that before they're sort of at the point they're employing someone else or subcontracting out.
I was going to say as well, with what sort of else is included in the franchise fees? Their uniforms, is there signage? What else do they get when they start?
Yeah, so for us, uniform, signage, we give them access to free software. So they will get a free Xero subscription, a free MyOb subscription, a free QuickBooks subscription. We have a lot of training. So we have our own online training systems that allow just our internal stuff that helps them out. So we have a lot of that. We have some stuff on payroll. We have some stuff on plan management. We have a lot of stuff on, you know, just developing your own business. And then we have access to, you know, guest speakers, and we have our own someone at QuickBooks that we can call and ask if we have a question on software. We have someone we can call for MyOb and Xero and yeah, that sort of stuff. So that's probably, so for us in reality, a setup is not as expensive as other divisions either. So, you know, uniform, car signage, and you need a computer with a modem, you know, and Wi-Fi. And that's NFO. And realistically, that's probably all you need to set up and go. So it's not too bad in terms of that sort of thing.
And what to you is the benefit of being in another franchise as well? What's the you of the benefit of going the franchise route as opposed to maybe starting up their own consultancy or?
Well, I think the benefits are like you already have a network. So for us, you have the network of other bookkeepers to rely on and help you out. If you want to go on holidays or you're sick or, you know, God forbid something awful happens in your family and you need someone to step in and help you out, then we can do that. You know, for example, we have one of my franchisees actually over the weekend, his daughter is extremely sick and she's been medevaced to Victoria. So he rang me up. And so straight away, like, don't worry about it. We'll look after your business while you're off, you know. So there's that really good basic ability to help each other out. From my point of view, probably the main ones. And then, you know, you've got the business things of you're going to get leads for, you know, in our network. You know, so obviously, as a franchisor, I network with the other Tasmanian franchisors. So we have a really strong link to like the cleaning division and the fencing division, for example, here in particular. And so, they, you know, we have those leads available. They refer their franchisees to us So straight away, you've already got a referral network that you don't have if you set up by yourself. You know, some of your advertising's taken care of. You've got the gym's name, you know, and whilst that, you know, gym's bookkeeping might not be, you know, people think of gym's mowing and gym's cleaning and, you know, gym's dog wash or, but just having the gym's in front of your name gives you credibility straight away. So it's a definite bonus.
Absolutely. You know, people, well, don't underestimate, but the definitely the brand and the trust that comes, yeah, you'd have to establish, yeah, that credibility almost in a way.
Yeah. People automatically go, oh, gyms. Oh, they may say, I didn't know gyms does bookkeeping, but it automatically gives you, like I say, credibility and trust. And in our business, trust is a huge thing because we're looking at people's numbers and their finances. And, you know, probably we know more about how much money they have in their business than, you know, members of their own family do. So it's a really strong, like for us, trust is a really big thing. And just having the gym's name at the front means you have, you know, you've already got a foot in the door.
So absolutely. I also think it's way more accessible. Like, I don't know about, I'm just talking from my own personal perspective, but like, you know, going to an accountant, like it instantly you think when you have to go to an accountant or get an accountant, it's expensive. But you guys, I know, it's way more accessible. And from a pricing point of view, it's just far better option. I almost go on you guys.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously not all of us are tax agents. I'm not a tax agent. I don't want to be a tax agent. But I work actually quite closely with an accountant here in Tassie. And I know that he refers people to me because I am cheaper than he is. And also, you know, a lot of the time they don't have, no offense to tax agents, but sometimes they're not working at a base level. They're not working in the business with their clients. So they're often working, unless they're doing tax planning, they're working on the past year, you know. So you go to your accountant at the end of a year and they're looking at things that have happened, you know, 12 months ago. Whereas with us, you're looking at things that are happening kind of now or at least in the last month or so. So if there's an issue or we think a client, you know, they might just need a bit of a, hey, let's have a chat about where you're going, a bit worried about, you know, are you doing okay? Is there anything you want to chat about? We're sort of there in the moment with them. So, and I guess they probably feel a bit more approachable because of that.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, I really think that's a great point because I know you guys jump on the meetings for Zors and stuff like that. And, you know, as you said, you're right in there at the coalface with a lot of the franchisees. That this is just speaking with the gym system and knowing exactly what goes on and in real time, yeah, provide advice and help out, which I think is a really, really good point.
Yeah, yeah. It just helps people feel more secure in their business and gives them a bit more confidence. And just being, particularly when we're working with the other gyms guys, you know, we're going along with our gym shirt, you know, we're not looking like we're not able to have a conversation with them about what their business is. You know, we get what their business is. So
absolutely. Now, your region in particular, in Denise, how much room do you have to grow? How many franchisees could you have on in your region?
Easily, I would love, we're all Southern Tasmanian based, so I would absolutely love to have someone or several people in the north and the northwest of Tassie. So I could easily, I mean, I could say I could easily double in the next 12 months and still have room. So for me, it's, yeah. I guess where I see this as a slow, from my personal perspective, we're maybe a slower growing division because you do have to have qualifications and that, you know, knocks people out and experience. So that sort of knocks people out initially perhaps. But, you know, the capacity is definitely there to grow quickly and have a business and a lifestyle that you want. So, yeah, for me, anyone listening, talk to me. It'd be great.
Having the ability, if you can replace your income but be able to travel and, you know, have that flexibility, it's just a no-brainer for anyone who's working in the industry.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you can take one of my franchisees last year, he started. So he's only just been 12 months now. He'd already booked a holiday to Singapore when he started. He picked up a fairly big client in his first couple of weeks. Rather than sort of say to the client, oh, I can't start for another month, he actually, you know, went with his laptop and was away on the cruise. And whenever he possibly could, he jumped online and did some work because he didn't want to lose that client, you know, at the start, basically. So, yeah. And, you know, the other things that needed to be done, like I could do it for him from here. Yeah, the flexibility is phenomenal. And I know that, for example, I was working I'd taken some time off during the week. So one weekend, I just like, no, I'm just going to work all weekend because I chose to. So, yeah, 9 a.m., 8:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning, I'm working away. And then I had a software, you know, something in one of the software packages. I wasn't quite sure how I was going to deal with something. So I just put it, we have a Facebook chat group. And so I just put in that, anyone, you know, able to tell me the best way to process this. And someone Zoomed with me while they were in bed on a Sunday morning. So that's the support that we have in our group, really.
And as I say, if someone wants to join you guys, what sort of characteristics or what would you sort of say? What are some questions they should actually ask themselves before starting the process? What are some things you would...
Realistically, I mean, obviously, aside from the qualifications, and the qualifications, you can work towards those. So realistically, it's an ability to connect with people because you are dealing with people in a situation that people can feel very vulnerable talking about their finances and their income and whatever. So you have to have the ability to talk to people and just make them feel, I guess, safe and comfortable. So realistically, it's the ability to communicate, I think, is probably the big issue. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So you're handing a lot of very sensitive information. And as you said before, they might not even, their partners or whatever might not know.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not going to a family barbecue and going, oh, here's my profit and loss for, you know, in the last month. They don't talk about that to other people. So it's realistically them feeling confident in you and the ability to trust you. So, yeah, communication and the ability to make people feel safe, maybe.
Comfortable. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I also think that you guys, the great thing to point out is the your client longevity will be so much longer.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of other people, just because once they get it done.
One-off jobs aren't common for us. You know, you might get a one-off job cleaning up someone's books. But generally, you know, once you've got a client, you've got them for years. So, you know, you don't lose clients very often. So, yeah, for us, once you've got them for 4 years. So years and years, generally.
And if someone wants to learn more, Denise, what's the best thing for them to do?
In my region, probably, yeah, just give the call centre. So 131-546, call them, ask for my details, or they'll send me your details. And yeah, I'll give them a call and we'll have a chat.
And see, and just before we go, why do you love being part of gyms, Denise? You've got a really good attitude. You're really heavily involved with networking with, I know, Josh and the Zors and stuff down there. You're really owned off the brand. So what do you love about being a part of gyms?
Probably feeling that you belong. But you're still by yourself. So I have my own business. I can work my own hours. I choose my own clients to a certain extent. I can pick and choose a lot. But it's having, I guess, a network of people for backup. For example, this morning I rang Josh because I needed to do something in FMS, which is our software, and I couldn't remember how to do it. So I just rang her and she just talked me through it on the phone. You know, having that connection to other people in the group, whether they're in my division or another division, I like that. I like the fact that there are other people to lean on if you need it. And whilst you have your own business, you're not alone.
Absolutely. No, I think it's a great division. I think it's one of the truly, it is truly the lifestyle business in gyms. If you look at it objectively, you guys can travel anywhere, work from anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Lloyd's half the year up in Broome.
Internet or furry.
Yeah. Lloyd's half the year up in Broome, you know, doing your work. I think if you want that sort of flexibility, lifestyle, ability to make a good money, I think it's just, it's probably the number one in gyms. To be honest,
it really is. The flexibility around work life balance is whatever you want it to be in our division. So
absolutely. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Denise. And I hope if anyone's watching or listening who wants to join Jim's Bookkeeping, please call 131-546 or inquire online via the website. And Denise, you provide a lot of great insights, so we appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, no problem, Joe. No worries at all.
Thank you for listening to the episode of the Gyms Podcast. If you want to learn more about the Gyms Group, head to gyms.net or call us on 131 546 Australia or 0800 454 654 New Zealand. And if you did like the episode as well, please make sure you leave a review or a comment or a thumbs up or a comment on the video as well. We appreciate your support. And until next episode, we hope you have a great week.